Chodesh Halvavos Men Shir Thursday night or L'chav Tes Sivan Shar Hakniya Perek Shvi'i, and we're talking about what would be an exhibition of Kniya that would really show that a person has been Kona this Madrega. So this is a way to check yourself, maybe, or a way to emulate someone, or a way to have a role model, or maybe a way to, as I say, check yourself. So we're talking about, he gives a list of five things. We're in number three. We talk about if people praise you, how you would react, and if people berate you and shame you and talk about bad things you did, and so how you would react. And then he says if it's sheker, that it was even if it's emes. And the reaction really has to do with the fact that you've been kona kniya. So it's like all you care about is what Hashem thinks of you. It really ends up being like shar yichud hamaisa, in that, like, yeah, you, the guy curses you out, you said, and you mean it sincerely, you know, I've done worse than that. You think you're cursing me out for this, I've done worse things, you know, and you just, you don't feel, I said, you might intellectually realize that the guy's doing a terrible isser, and he's doing onas devarim, and he's mevayish b'nei chaveiro b'rabim, but you're detached from it, it's not personal to you. You would feel whatever you feel if you'd be doing it to someone else. So that's, and the reaction is really that you don't really you don't care what he says. It doesn't bother you. You're not. It doesn't cause you to defend yourself or to react negatively or to lash back at him. It's really an acceptance. It's very extreme. It's extreme. It's kitzoni. It's like. But it's not more kitzoni than the Rambam. The Rambam says the guy urinated on him in the hold of the ship. And he said, you know, okay, that's cool. I'm fine. I probably deserve that. And again, we're not talking about a nutcase. And we're not talking about someone with low self-esteem. But we're talking about, it's hard to imagine, it's a very difficult midah, but it is, it's someone that's so bottled to the Ribono Shel Olam that he has no expectations. No expectations and no, it's really, you know, it's describing a person almost with no dignity, with no self-dignity. But again, it's only vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but, you know, would he, what would he do? Like, the Kavod HaBrios is a value of the Torah, like, right? Kavod HaBrios. And again, this person is accepting what's being done to him, and what's being done to him is totally osur, and it's the worst Avera, and Mavayish Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, and it's, but again, my reaction is the opposite of what the way most people react. Most people lash back, end up doing to the other guy 10 times worse than he's doing to you, talking about him, killing him. And a Baal Kniya does not have that visceral reaction of the Kama, Sina, or anger, or tsar even. Okay. If you would ever, Jerry Tshuva describes such a person too. If a person sometimes would experience such a feeling, if it sounds like very extreme in terms of Avodas Hashem, but you know, if a person, the Shari Tshuva describes someone who wants to do Tshuva, feels he did Averis, maybe serious Averis, and he wants to do tshuva. So he decides that he's going to go through life, and you know, he's in the street, you know, you walk down the street, and maybe a driver goes through the puddle, and he's deliberately, like, and he drives through the puddle, and he's makes your suit dirty, right? So normally you would react. You would react. You would get angry. You would wave your fist at the guy. Maybe you might be tempted to pick up a rock and throw it at the truck place. If he did it on purpose, man, he's laughing. But the Shari Tshuva describes someone that decided that whatever happens to him, he's fine with. It's kapara. It's kapara for his averus. If he. They say there were Musa yeshivas in Europe that deliberately put, I'm not sure which one, Kelm? I'm not sure which one. I might have the wrong school of thought, but they wanted that Talmidim would embarrass themselves. It would be part of their avoda of kniya, really, and they would like walk into a hardware store and ask for a loaf of bread, or you know, and they would do these things deliberately, wear their hat backwards, say, you know, today I'm going to walk around with my zipper open, you know. And it's there is such an avoda. As I say, the Shari Tshuva talks about such things in terms of doing tshuva, that you put yourself in a small place. You wanna lose your ego. It's an avoda. He talks about it in terms of tshuva. You wanna cleanse your ego. People can experience that. It's not so rachok. You find by. It's not so rachok. What the chiddush in the Chavis Halvodas, I'm saying, if you could imagine someone who, let's say, was over Be'er Averis, Bemezid, if you could imagine that person going, saying, you know, putting himself in that mode, that I'm going to go in the street, and no matter what anybody says to me, even without the zipper open in the hardware store, but he just says, you know, no matter what happens to me, drivers are going to cut me off. I gave you the example of going into a puddle to make them dirty. People are going to push me out of the way. They're going to go ahead of me online. And I'm going to be in that mode where people just treat me like a piece of dirt. And that's a kapara. It's good for my soul. I want to be treated like a piece of dirt for the next month. And I'll you know, it's not, I think if you think about it, you'll see it's not so crazy. It's not so crazy. It is very. I'm not suggesting anybody here do it, but you may want to do it. You may want to try it for one day, and you'll see it's very cleansing. You feel like you went to the mikveh afterwards. You feel very refreshed. Like you. It's an avoda to lose. Where does an avera come from? It comes from the ego. It comes from the gaiva. It comes from that you put your own interests first. And this is a mahalach. The chiddush and the chayvus halvodas is that he's not talking about a person doing tshuva. He's not talking about it as a cleansing process. He's talking about a person having that as a midah that he should have. So it is, it's very extreme. I mean, he's describing here a very extreme behavior. But it's not rachok. It's not rachok. If you can imagine a person doing it to cleanse his soul, if he did an avera and he just feels, look, whatever happens is a kapara, and I have to really work on myself to cleanse this ego of mine that has caused me to do such averas. And then you think of these stories in Europe of these yeshivas that had a taka as a mahalach in avoda, and you think of the Rambam's also pretty not understandable, where he welcomed the fact that he was urinated on, and he welcomed it, and he said, this is like the greatest experience I had in my life. This is now I've reached like a certain madrega in avoda. So we're far from it. That's all. That's the problem. But it's not so illogical and irrational that if you want to develop kniya really to the nth degree, it is very extreme. All the things that he describes in this parak are very extreme. So he describes someone saying, you don't know the half of what I've done. I've done worse. You don't want to come near me. You don't want to stay near me. Okay, now, in talking about what he's talking about, let's say the guy is lying about you. See, then, he also wants you to react along those lines, but you have to react differently. You can't, because it is a lie. So, how do you react if it's a lie? So, he says, you know, this happens to be a lie, you say, but the truth is, I did even worse things than this. You made up a story, but the truth is I've done worse, etc., etc. Yeah. Now, in this piece, there's a famous Chavis Halvodas that's famous and it's quoted many times, not in the name of the Chavis Halvodas. This is where he says that he's talking about this kind of Lashon Hara. It's said over in the Chafetz Chaim, in Shmiras HaLashon, it's just said over as plain Lashon Hara. Now, he's talking about lying, not talking about plain Lashon Hara. He's talking about someone accuses you of something and he goes around spreading stories about you that are not true. That's what he's talking about. But this is the famous Chavis Haldodas that we like to, we tell our kids, and you get all of his mitzvahs and he gets all of your averas. And the Chavis Haldodas says that. And this is where he says it. In Perek Shvi of Shara HaKaniyah, this is where he gives you this formula. He doesn't, I don't know, we said last night that, you know, to understand like the spiritual logic of it. Eitan says he understands it perfectly. You did. You said, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Okay. So I talked to him. The spiritual logic of it. Again, the Chavetz Chaim brings it down. The Chavetz Chaim says that's why you should say the psukim after the tefillah to remember your name when you go Ludin. I never understood that because I'm going to want to make believe I'm someone else. Anyway, he says you want to know your name because you can have a lot of things in your ledger that you're not going to recognize because they're from someone else, either mitzvahs or averus, depending if you're the recipient or the causative factor of the Lashon Hara. So he says it's especially fitting when you're saying Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Meiros for Simon the Mer Mo. You see, we say this every day. Chavis Haldodas was saying, oh, that's so extreme, it's not possible, what are you talking about? And really, we say, means this. Tread on me, right? The opposite of the American flag. Virginia, well, the Virginia's flag. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. Anyway, so this is where he says it. But again, he's not talking about plain Lashon Hara. He's talking about someone's lying about you. So he says you should send him a nice present, nicely wrapped up, and thank him for all of his mitzvahs. Send him a nice fruit, what do you call it? A fruit basket. And that's what he said. Someone did. I mean, it's an apocryphal story. But he said someone accused someone of terrible things. So he sent them a fruit basket and said, thanks for all of your mitzvahs. And then he says, sometimes you not only does he lose his mitzvahs, but he gets your averus. And then he goes to Beis HaShomailah and he says, there's some mistake here. They pulled out the wrong file. I never did these things. I never ate on Yom Kippur. He says, this guy that you accused, he ate on Yom Kippur. But you didn't talk to him about eating on Yom Kippur. You said he was an embezzler, and he wasn't an embezzler, so you get the avera of eating on Yom Kippur, which Eitan understands. So there has to be some spiritual logic to it, which I don't get. I want to think about it. I didn't have time to think about it. But you want to? I'm not making fun of you, Chas V'Shalom.
Everything in the whole Mahalva is based on what we did here. So here somebody's taking something from you, like some of your kavod or whatever you want to call it, and so you're taking from his whole Mahalva.
You didn't eat on Yom Kippur. Why should you get not you?
When it says you get his aver, it means your neshama becomes, I assume it means, he's not talking about just you get extra credit, extra schar, or extra onus. I assume he means like your neshama becomes a neshama becomes flawed by eating on Yom Kippur, right? There's some like it's kares, right? The neshama becomes pogum. The neshama becomes pogum from Yom Kippur. Now, if I take away someone's kavod and I make up a story about him and I accuse him, and so what he really is, my neshama gets. Like my neshama gets his flaws, and he gets my credits. There must be some. I'm getting. Okay, you have to think about it some more. It can't be arbitrary, right? That's one of the rules of Lumdus. We don't believe these things are arbitrary. There has to be some spiritual logic to it, which I've not been so fit to understand yet. But be aware, this is the makor of what's said, and the Chavetz Chaim says it by any Lashon Hara, and the Chayim, maybe, well, I guess if we if you figure out pshat, you'll know if maybe if it's dafka in this case, or the way the Chofetz Chaim says it over. I don't think he says it over the name of Chofetz Chaim. I don't think so. I think he just says kosu b'sforim. Kosu b'sforim could be the sforim earlier than the Chofetz Chaim too. The Chofetz Chaim get it from. It's very big chiddush to say such a thing. Like how do you know? You must say it somewhere. You must learn it out. I mean. It is. I mean, Bahasha, he brings down psukim. I mean, he interprets these psukim at the end of this paragraph on page Reish Ches. For Hashem l'shchenenu shivosayim el chekom cheprosom asher charefucha Hashem. Mishum kach is he? Oh, now he brings down the psukim by Miriam. Miriam was playing lashon hara. Okay, it bears thought. Okay. It bears